at Talladega. Again, Ricky Tricky.
I've been doing this for a long time now, so I feel really confident when we come here.
Everyone's getting more and more aggressive as the laps wind down, and it happens.
Looks like we're advanced through and excited about that.
Mark Garrow and PRN's Garage Pass.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Call now. 800-748-0593. 800-748-0593. 800-748-0593. That's 800-748-0593.
For the third time in the opening five Cup Series playoff races, a non-playoff driver has won. And this time it was Ricky Stenhouse Jr., who has four career victories, two at Daytona, and now too at Talladega Super Speedway.
I didn't feel like until my probably third year of Cup did I really understand what I needed to do to win a race. It's just a lot of years of experience. I've been doing this for a long time now, so I feel really confident when we come here.
It ends for Stenhouse a 65-race losing streak that dates back to the 2023 Daytona 500. As the race drew to a close, Austin Cindric was leading and looking like he might win his way into the next round. But instead, he was swept up into a 21-car pileup with only three laps to go that involved no less than eight playoff drivers, including teammate Joey Logano, who helped trigger the big one.
The two got out there a little bit more than what he has been, and 21 gave me a shove and transferred that to the six. He got to the two with a fair amount of steam there, and I mean, it's nobody's fault. It's not Brad's fault. Everyone's getting more and more aggressive as the laps wind down, and it happens.
William Byron, however, made it through safely to wind up third, and on points, became the only driver so far to lock up a spot in round three.
We got a lot of points. That's 2 weeks in a row. We just got to continue that forward. You know, the round of eight is definitely tough. It's really more about winning than it is points, but it looks like we're advanced through and excited about that.
Christopher Bell, along with Kyle Larson, are in good shape above the cut line. Also on the plus side, Denny Hamlin, Alex Bowman, Ryan Blaney, Tyler Reddick, and Chase Elliott. Below the cut line, Joey Logano, Daniel Suarez, Austin Cindric, and Chase Briscoe.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards concert tickets for your daughter to see that singer who sings about painful breakups. And one song will inspire your little beauty to break up with that beast she's dating, Brian. Instead, she'll date someone who's nice and worthy of her love, not someone who addresses you and your spouse as bro. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
Now needing to make up 32 points to move on in the playoff, Chase Briscoe was actually looking forward to this week's second round cutoff race.
Yeah, I mean, out of all the three tracks in this round, the Roval's the one that I feel like we can go in. You know, the Roval I definitely feel really good about. And the Roval's a place I feel like I have a lot of good success at typically and just understand what I need there. So, yeah, I feel really good about it and go there and see if we can prove it.
Mark Garrow and PRN's Garage Pass, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Insurance offers 24/7 protection when you bundle home, auto, and motorcycle. Learn more at progressive.com.